U.S. President Donald Trump continues to face criticism over his performance in Finland during his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president's misadventures this week worry him.
The events of this week raise serious questions about the president's ability to responsibly and safely conduct this nation's foreign policy, about his ability and willingness to defend the United States and her citizens.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia cannot be allowed to interrogate Michael McFaul.
The concept of allowing the Russians to interview a former ambassador of Russia, the United States ambassador of Russia, is absurd.
Graham added that President Trump needs to come to grips with the person that is Vladimir Putin. Turkish lawmakers debated a new terror bill as its state of emergency ends. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Turkish lawmakers are working on new legislation the government says is aimed at dealing with continued security threats. The state of emergency, declared days after the 2016 coup attempt, ended Thursday in line with an election campaign promise not to prolong it. A new bill would allow authorities to press ahead with mass dispersals of civil servants and hold certain suspects in custody for up to 12 days. Turkey had used the emergency powers to arrest more than 75,000 people for alleged links to a US-based cleric blamed by Ankara for the coup. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The European Union says it's preparing countermeasures against the United States if it imposes tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. The EU Commission president visits Washington next week to discuss the issue further. This is VOA News. A British news outlet says police have identified the suspects behind the attack of a former Russian spy and his daughter with a deadly nerve agent. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
British police believe they've identified the perpetrators of the Novichok attack on former double agent Sergei Skripal. This is according to the UK's press association, citing a source close to the investigation. Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a public bench in the English city of Salisbury in March. After weeks in a coma, they've both recovered. But the same nerve agent claimed another victim this month. Britain blamed Russia for the Novichok attack. Russia denied involvement.
That was Reuters reporter Lucy Fielder. Israel passed a law declaring only Jews have the right of self-determination in the country. Reuters' Emily Wither reports that's something members of the Arab minority called racist and verging on apartheid.
The bill also strips Arabic of its designation as an official language alongside Hebrew. And while it was watered down at the last minute, Arab lawmakers say it'll still deepen their sense of alienation. Earlier this week, Parliament passed a law that could see groups critical of government policies towards the Palestinians banned from entering Israeli schools and speaking with students. Critics say the law is a blow to free speech and an attempt to weaken rights groups and NGOs, making the plight of Palestinians harder to be heard.
That was Reuters' Emily Wither. Facebook's chief is trying to clarify comments that the social media company can't automatically block posts by Holocaust deniers. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he finds Holocaust denial deeply offensive, but he tells Recode such posts will not be removed automatically, explaining that there are things people post that they get wrong. Asked whether in the case of Holocaust deniers the information may be intentionally wrong, Zuckerberg says it's hard to understand and impugn intent. Zuckerberg, who is Jewish, says Facebook doesn't necessarily ban offensive content unless it's to organize harm or attack someone. The Anti-Defamation League says Facebook has a moral and ethical obligation not to allow people to disseminate Holocaust denial on its platform. I'm Ben Thomas.
The European Union's executive arm is urging member states to prepare for all possible Brexit scenarios, including one where Britain leaves the bloc in a disorderly fashion and without a deal with Brussels outlining future relations or trade arrangements. Britain and the EU are aiming for a smooth Brexit next March, but talks are progressing at a snail's pace amid deep political divisions in London on what strategy to take. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
VOA 1, the best.